Welcome to Be Frank, the podcast where we dive deep into the mental health struggles of African men that are rarely spoken about. I'm your host, Frank Beecham, and I'm excited to start this journey with you.
Hello, everyone. It's Frank Beecham, your host on To Be Frank. Today, we're going to dive into a crucial topic that really stands out for me and that really is something that, well, I'll say that's something that's not really spoken about, and it affects many of us. The stigma surrounding mental health is this topic. And I want to specifically talk about the stigma surrounding mental health in the African community, particularly for men. So to go deeper into this, I want to talk about a couple of personal experiences I've had. For so many African men growing up, we have not had the chance to fully emote or express ourselves since infancy, you know, because even as little as 5, 6, 7 years, we're being told men don't cry. And we are children, like, what do you mean men don't cry? Personal experience I've gone through myself is when I lost a relative and I was bawling my eyes out and feeling all the grief and pain. And I think that was literally the first death I actually experienced as a child. And I remember clearly someone pulling me to the side of the building and was basically telling me, clean your eyes. No one should see you cry. And this is one of those African aunties and uncles. And for those who do not know what I mean by African aunties and uncles, they are not necessarily blood relation. They are people who live in your neighborhood, people who are around. Basically, everybody in your neighborhood or in your town is your auntie or uncle. So they weren't even a part of my family, but yet still, they could impact my mental health by asking me to suppress my emotion and my feelings. This goes to show how even as a society, you don't even have to belong to the same family to damage or to negatively impact someone's mental health. Besides my own experience, I have also witnessed someone who, and this was a teacher of mine, who was very bubbly, joyful, did his work with so much passion and energy and vigor. And this man was found one morning hanging from a tree. What could push him to want to commit suicide if not for the struggles that he was going through mentally? So I say this to say that mental health is something that's often swept under the rug in our community. And as African men, we are often taught to hide our struggles and tough it out. But the truth is, ignoring our mental health only leads to more pain and isolation and sometimes even death. On this topic, I want to really hit on the impact of the stigma. Like I said, I lost a teacher to suicide because of this. And the stigma surrounding mental health can be incredibly harmful. It prevents so many of us from seeking help when we need it. And that's because we are afraid of judgment or ridicule from others. And this silence only pushes the cycle of suffering, and that prevents us from getting the support that we deserve. On the topic of support, I want to give a big shout out to my Omo Niger, Nigeria. Nigeria recently passed a bill for mental health, which really allows people to have better access to mental health. But would you believe that before this bill was passed, years ago, it was actually a criminal offense. It was a criminal offense to commit suicide in this country. Like, you could actually be fined or put in jail if it was found out that you attempted to kill yourself. And one thing I'll say is that people did not realize that by criminalizing the act of suicide, you were pushing people to not want to talk about it, to not want to seek the help, to not want to even say, hey, I'm having suicidal thoughts. That has forced so many men to hide their pain, hide their struggles, and, you know, try to take their own lives. Or even if they don't take their own lives, they decide to resort to things such as drugs, substance abuse, alcoholism. Some men even become full of anger, temperamental, stay in their car, become workaholics. They decide to grow or decide to turn their hopes and dreams into very, very bad and toxic behaviors because they cannot achieve those hopes and dreams due to the mental health struggles that they are facing. And so if you Google right now, or if you look online right now, and you look at the top 10 countries which have, or by suicide rate, you notice that for the top 10, a significant amount of the top 10 are African countries, with number one being Lesotho. And I say this to my Lesotho brothers, I say this to my African brothers, whatever you're going through, it's time to break the silence. There is no more stigma around mental health. If Nigeria, who used to criminalize suicide, has taken a step forward to pass it into law, to make mental health a conversation, a topic which is helped, which is supported, which is embraced in an African society, I believe that it's time, or I believe that the atmosphere is changing for you to seek the help that you deserve and that you need. So when I looked at the statistics, I found out that the suicide rate in Lesotho is, or if I'm saying it right, is 72.4%. And out of that 72.4, 116 are males and 30.1 are females. That's a per 100,000 people. 116 are males and 30.1 are females. I don't want us to just say that men are the only ones suffering from mental health struggles. Females are too. Yes, there are avenues and spaces which help females, support females, and society and community allow females to be more expressive of their emotions, whereas men don't receive the same. But that's not to say that by stifling support for one group, you are not also affecting another group. Because if mental health aid was fully available and was embraced in our society or in our culture as Africans, I don't think some women would even want to commit suicide because they have the support that they need. Or I don't think men would want to commit suicide because they have the support that they need. So I hope we are realizing that mental health struggles and the stigma that surrounds it has very devastating consequences, not just in Africa, even in countries like Russia or South Korea or USA suffer from the stigma of mental health and have significant suicide rates going on per 100,000 people. We have South Africa having like 37.6 males committing suicide per 100,000 people and 9.8 females. That goes to show that men are struggling significantly more. Again, I repeat, not to say that women are also not struggling from mental health, but understand this. When we stigmatize one group, and that group begins to suffer, we do not realize that we are also negatively impacting another group. So in order to be mentally stable, in order to be mentally healthy as a society, we need to remove the stigma surrounding mental health in our communities. African aunties and uncles, I say this to you, the neighbors, the teachers, the people all around, when you see a man crying or a man becomes vulnerable to you, or a boy even becomes vulnerable to you, don't go around gossiping. That is one of the key things that pushes men to not want to open up. Because once they say, once they tell, or once we tell someone our problems, next thing we know, we hear our problems in a different circle and we are being mocked or laughed at because, or someone is telling us that, hey, I heard that you were crying the other day I heard that you were sad the other day, when the man was not ready to let the public know how he was feeling. This makes so many men not feel safe. And that's another key point. So we want to make sure that these consequences do not come to light. We want to make sure that just like how Nigeria has taken a step, we also take a step to bettering our mental health, to removing the stigma surrounding mental health and say it's okay to not be okay. To be frank, it's okay to not be okay. So here's the thing. We have the power to change this narrative. By speaking out about our own struggles and showing vulnerability, we can break down the walls of stigma and pave the way for others to seek help. Men, I have to say this. In every sense of accountability, we are also accountable to our own mental health. Closed mouths do not get fed. If you do not open up your mouth or do not say that you need help, you would not be helped. Even though I understand as a man, it's as difficult to step out there and seek help, I would say this, that the world is evolving now. So as men, if you think you cannot talk to a fellow man, or you can talk to your significant other, or you can talk to your parents or church or your pastors or whoever, you have no one to talk to. You can meditate, that's one. Two, you can journal, that's two, or you can pray. Understand this. It's okay to keep a journal as a man. It's okay to record yourself on your phone and just vent to your own self and listen to it later. It's okay to just stand somewhere and just scream. What's not okay is not standing up for yourself. We are here, To Be Frank is here to support you through it all. And there's so many other agencies out there which are ready to support you. So let's start breaking down the walls and let's start showing some vulnerability. If one person doesn't help you, I promise you that there are 10 people who are willing to help you. So what can we do to combat this stigma? Well, it starts with education and open dialogue. Let's educate ourselves and others about mental health issues. And let's create safe spaces. Keyword for today is safe spaces, where African men feel comfortable discussing their struggles without fear of judgment, without having to be told, be a man. That phrase can break a man or make a man, depending on the tone, but most of the time it's used to break a man. So let's create a safe space and a community where mental health is accepted and embraced. So as we move forward, let's pledge to break the silence surrounding mental health in our community. Let's be the change we wish to see and support each other on our journey to healing and wholeness. Thank you so much for joining me today on this conversation. And if you found value in this discussion, be sure to subscribe to Be Frank for more honest conversations about mental health in our community. And remember, you are not alone. Reach out on Instagram at To Be Frank Podcast if you ever need someone to talk to. Until next time, take care, keep safe, and to be frank, mental health matters.